Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
This is Amy Brown from 4 Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, Halle Berry recalls a herpes scare that was actually perimenopause. Diddy's lawyer, we'll talk about that. Diddy's lawyer said the feds used excessive force during the raid of his L.A. home and slammed them for putting his sons in handcuffs. And also, we have a programming alert. The countdown is on for the iHeartRadio Music Awards. We'll talk about all of these stories at the top of the hour. But right now, it is time to ask the CLO, our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey. This one's from Lou in Washington. Lou says, I'm divorcing my husband, but he won't move out. He's dating someone, and so am I. He FaceTimes his girlfriend around me, and he lets her come to the house to pick him up. I'm a lot more respectful to him. Why is he behaving like a child?
Well, see, you can't place levels of respect on disrespect. You know what I'm saying? Both of you have argued for a divorce. Both of you have argued for divorce. Okay? Both of you have agreed to a divorce. He won't move out. You got a boyfriend. He got a girlfriend. He FaceTiming her while you around. He got her coming over to the house to pick him up. But now you want to place levels of respect on disrespect. Look, man, if y'all ain't gonna be together, then don't live together.
Well, she
if y'all don't want each other, quit caring about who the other one want. You got a boyfriend, he got a girlfriend. What?
She thinks he's behaving like a child, she says.
Why y'all living together? Y'all don't want each other. You got a boyfriend, he got a girlfriend. What? Now where we at? Now once you break the covenant of marriage, what you expect to happen? He supposed to line up in some other rules? He don't even obey the basic rules. That's all I'm saying. I mean, it just don't seem like, I don't see why you wrote us. Man, you know what's happened today in this world? We allow and exist in so many abnormal conditions. We keep trying to normalize mess. And then you want mess to get regulated. You can't regulate mess. That's why they call it mess.
All right,
man, I don't understand that. What?
Yeah. I think she just wants him out of the house, too. Moving on to Amira in Detroit. Amira says, I have proof that my husband cheated and my two sisters saw the video. They are mad because I'm not responding to him like they expect me to. I know what's going on in my house, so I need grace from them. How do I tell them to let me handle it?
Hey, where'd the video come from?
That's what you say. I need y'all to let me handle this.
Okay.
Now, the video is out.
Yeah. There's footage. What is going on?
Proof.
What is
hard?
Once the video get out, you are open to public scrutiny and speculation. You might as well have posted it.
Wow. These days and times in which we
I'm convinced you can't cheat unless you in pitch dark. Just pitch dark.
Why won't my sisters let me handle it? Ladies, how did they see the video? You showed it to me.
She knows what's going on in her house.
Yeah. I need that.
Yeah.
Well, seemed to me like your house is in the streets. So now, you know, everybody know what's going on. It's hard to handle what's in your house when everybody in the house.
Yeah.
And you know, her and her husband might could work this out. It might could be workable, but when you get that outside pressure, it's hard.
And a video. Okay. Moving on to Davida in Baton Rouge. Davida writes, my daughter has a half-brother that goes to school with her. My daughter is 8 and he's 7. I just found out he was my husband's kid 2 years ago. The kid was sick at school and my husband called and asked if I could go up there. I told him no. Was he wrong for asking me or was I wrong for saying no? This is tough.
Go get the boy, man.
I ain't going up there.
It's his child.
Your son, you deal with it.
Regardless. Well, it seemed to me like he should have went up there.
Yeah. Instead of asking
But maybe he couldn't get off work or he was closer and all this here. But now, see, bruh.
Where's his mom?
Wife just... Now, listen to me. The boy 8, your daughter 7.
Yeah, the boy 7.
You just found out about this boy 2 years ago.
And he was 5.
Dad ain't really... No, when he was 6, right?
He was 6. Yeah.
So now that ain't really set in yet.
Yeah.
And now you trying to figure out, what you want me to come and help you do what? Yeah, that's a tough one.
Yeah, it really is.
I don't think you were wrong for not going up there. I really don't think you were. Because you have every right to, he can't ask you to join in and help with the rearing and all like that. He should have went up there, or the boy's mama should have went up there. But that was a test to see how, if he could work this in. He know now. Don't.
He can't work here. He know now.
God damn.
This ain't no one big happy family, buddy.
Not there yet.
He's only had 2 years to process this 7-year-old baby.
Too soon.
So the dad's got to go if she's not going to go, and the mom. So he's got to go because the baby is sick. I mean, the boy is sick.
Well, you know, now remember now, this is a letter. So they done already handled this however. So ain't no who got to go. She didn't go. She didn't say how the baby got handled, but she didn't go. Her question was I wrong for not going? Was he wrong for asking me? He wasn't wrong for asking you, but you wasn't wrong for not going.
All right.
Last one, Steve. Moving on to Fabian in Indianapolis. Fabian says, I'm dating a new guy and I cooked dinner for him. I had jambalaya with jalapeno cornbread. After we ate, he immediately went home. He said his stomach was messed up for days. He could have said he had stomach issues. How is this my fault?
Come on now.
Hey, you got to get to the house, man.
Come on now. You know what's happening?
Jambalaya?
See, just because you can say the name of the dish,
jambalaya and jalapeno cornbread,
fix the dish. Oh, we go together if you can cook. Mm-hmm. See, Shirley done had this problem many times.
Oh, I hate it. I do it.
Shirley done cooked a steak in a crock pot. Something was wrong with what you made.
All right.
Yes.
Thank you, CLO. Coming up at the top of the hour.
Everybody ain't Creole now.
Well, yeah. Some people just American.
Right after this.
Yeah.
I can't handle it.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And for a limited time, get more fun for less with the Michigan Bundle for just $49.99. Exclusive to Michigan residents only. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.